what does it take to be successful on the racetrack? Is it talent, or is it money, or is it a combination of both plus good looks? We try to get into the behind-the-scenes stories of what is really going on in the local racing scene with my guest today, Jazman Jaafar. You're with me, Syed Ferdin Omar, in person for Awani Review. All right, so let's just get right into it because he's a man of speed, so we don't want to waste time. Let's speed into this interview, Jazman. Thank you so much for joining us. To begin with, in terms of local talents in racing, your name is probably one of the most talked about, and your face is probably one of the most well-known faces for local racing. But right now, if you could just take us up to speed to what you're doing exactly right now, because you have quite a journey from single-seater to currently you're doing endurance. So what are you doing right now?
Thank you for having me. Last year, I raced for McLaren GT, where we were involved in the development of 650S GT3. I am also currently racing with Jackie Chan's racing team, called Jackie Chan DC Racing, in Asian Le Mans, in the class called LMP2. We have the desire and the goal to go to the 24 Hours of Le Mans as an all-Malaysian team, and obviously to have the succeeding of having a professional career in World Endurance Championship. Mm-hmm. On the sidelines, I am also now running the vice chairman as the Road Safety Council in Johor State.
Right, okay. We'll get to the road safety thing in a bit, because it's only natural that somebody who drives fast for a living tells people not to drive fast, if there's a paradox there. But let's just talk a little bit about your journey, right?
Yeah.
So right now you're doing endurance, and as I understand it, the goal is to eventually end up in Le Mans.
Correct.
How realistic is that goal looking like from where you're standing right now?
Definitely is possible. To go to Le Mans is not impossible, but to win Le Mans is one of the biggest challenges. Why Le Mans? Because the manufacturers such as Mercedes or Ferrari, the big sports car manufacturers, eyes talent from Le Mans. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's a big automotive industry. So even if they take an Asian driver and so on and so forth, they know they can build and nurture drivers to the next levels and develop the cars and so on and so forth. So as a driver like myself now, I would like to have a professional career long term in the field of the world stage like Le Mans.
In terms of development, you went through the tried and tested track,
yeah,
right? Which
yeah.
is you started off karting and then you went to single seater. But you know, from that point in single seater, one could choose many different paths:
yeah.
Touring, rallying, single seater, to continue further into single seater, and eventually ending up in F1. Which, of course, you have fantastic stories. I want to talk to you about that. But right now, you have chosen to go into endurance, right?
Correct.
But this is the first time you're actually going into endurance, because previously you were in touring.
Correct.
And before that, you were in single-seater racing.
Correct.
What's your comment about this jumping from one discipline to the other? Because they are very, very different.
I mean, you want your foundations to be right. So I started off doing go-kart and Formula. I did the whole Formula 4-3-2, mm-hmm. Which is World Series equivalent. But the whole purpose of the journey was to get the right foundation, being with the right team. And I was privileged enough to be part of Petronas in their talent program. So now, with the foundations being laid, if you want to be a successful driver, you need to be an all-rounder. You need to learn to drive a touring car, a GT car, or even a Le Mans prototype. Because manufacturers can build a GT car one day, they might build a prototype another day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the full package: speed, commercial value, engineering expertise, and also skill to actually do it. So that journey has brought me the right boxes, but now is to producing good results.
Right, okay. I'm gonna be a little bit naughty and put on my naughty hat right now, but and say that to some, they might be of the opinion that a racer would go into disciplines other than single-seater racing and the pinnacle F1 once they cannot achieve good enough results to get into F1. Do you agree with this or no?
Yes and no. You know, I think every childhood dream immediately when they join racing is Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even as an engineer, as a mechanic, or even a a marketeer, because that's the pinnacle of the sport, right? You want to get there simply because it's the pinnacle of the sport. Mm. But people intend to forget that motorsport has a very tight and culture in you know, an attitude towards racing. When you go to a world of endurance racing, there is Porsche, Audi, Ferrari, and these guys build technologies that's relevant to the road cars, you know. Mm. Formula One has high-end developments of, you know, carbon fiber and wind tunnels and so on and so forth. Yeah. And then when you go to touring cars, it's equivalent to what's on the road cars, yeah. You know? The technology transfer's the same. So right. There's different cultures to what field you want to be in, but the whole mindset of just going to Formula One, it shouldn't just be that.
Right.
Yeah.
For more on this interview, log on to awanireview.com.